Have you ever wondered to yourself why you don't get more out of your Bible reading? Why the words on the pages sometimes seem to just slide away and they don't stick in your heart and your mind? Well, Jesus talks about the importance of Bible reading and the placement of God's word in our hearts when he was approached one day about his family. He said, people said to him, your family's looking for you. And Jesus responded this way in Luke chapter 8, verse 21. He said, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Who hear God's word and put it into practice. The key to Bible study is found in the application of God's word, the putting things into practice. It's so important that we do read our Bibles, that we study the Bible, that we learn what the words are saying, what Jesus is saying to us through his word, because the Bible is indeed God's word. He's speaking to us through those pages. But when we read the scriptures, we can't just simply read it for curiosity or simply to fill our minds with ideas. That's a starting place, to be sure. We need to have that starting place. But Bible study, Bible reading, listening to the Word of God, whether it's read or preached or as we're reading it, always has as its primary purpose the transformation of our lives. And so Jesus says to his followers here, those who are truly a part of my family are the ones who hear the Word of God and then put it into practice. So is there something that God has been speaking to your heart about from his Word and that he wants you to act on? If so, we need to act on those things. If we fail to act on those things, it seems as though God stops giving us insight into truth until we've become obedient to those things that he's giving us to do. So if he's asking you to reach out to a neighbor, if he's asking you to set aside a sin in your life, if he's asking you to come into a closer walk with him or more consistency in your time with him or time with church and fellowship with other believers, then step out in obedience to those things. Because those who are his family, he says, those who are truly followers of Jesus Christ, not only listen to the word of God, but put it into practice. I hope that you'll be putting God's word into practice this week. I know that's my goal as well. Thanks for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.